Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday right here on AM 73, your station for Russian broadcasting in Pittsburgh. Well, a couple days ago, we had our first ever Zabava at the CRS Cultural Center, and I'll give you some information about that later. It was a really good time. If you missed it, well, we're going to try and have another one in October, but we'll give you a little bit more on that later in the show. Our first number today comes from Lemko Vina. This is Yak Sobi Zashpivam. Also listen to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program on the internet. Just go to WPIT's website at www.wpitam.com and click on the button in the middle which says Listen Live. If you miss our live broadcast or internet broadcast, you can always catch our archives. Just go to www.c-rs.org and look for Russian Radio. The Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program is sponsored fully by the Carpatho Russian Society, but your donations are also needed. If you'd like to make a donation to our radio program and keep us on the air, you can do so by emailing me, Dean Paloka, russinradio@c-rs.org, or give me a phone call at 412-877-9351. This next song goes out to our good friend Marianne Sivak, who was very integral in getting the Zabava together and Mayor Hadjari here on Friday. And this is from her village of Yakubiani. And this one's for you, Marianne. Yakubianska Dilka. on Friday night, we had our first Rusinska Zabava, or Rusin dance, at the CRS Cultural Center. And I have to say, I was really impressed with the turnout of the people. By our counts, our estimate, had about 70 people. And considering the 90-degree heat and the sun beating down on us, I'm really happy that all of you did show up for this. And on behalf of Marianne Sivak, who put together the event, we'd like to thank everyone who helped out, who were there early, who stayed for the entire 3 hours, and even helped us clean up. So Mayor Hadjadi and Mayor Budnar of Munhall both came around 8 o'clock, and we were teaching, dancing, and throughout the night, we even got Mayor Hadjadi to dance with his wife, along with them dancing with some CRS members. And I know Linda Cortina, good friend of ours in Burgettstown, came to me and said, I get the first dance with Mayor Hadjadi, so I had to have her do that. So, Linda, hey, thank you for your help, and that was your reward, I guess. Here's a little snippets, couple snippets from when I was interviewing Mayor Hadjadi on Friday night.
Oh, my best regards to everybody here in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a really nice city. I am so happy to meet amazing people who has roots in Central Europe, who has roots in like in Rusyn or Slovak, and it's so nice to meet people who are even so far, so are so close to my heart. So, je to nádherné stretnúť mnoho úžasných ľudí. Prešov je hlavné mesto Rusínov na Slovensku, Pittsburgh je hlavné mesto Slovákov v Amerike. So, je to veľmi milý pocit. I met Mr. Mayor because Prešov sister city is Pittsburgh, and we would restart culture and the sport relationship between these two cities, especially for their common history. It's common for Russians, common for Slovak, common for Pittsburgh. So it's great that we can reopen the door for Slovak and Russian who are living here in Slovakia, and closer to cooperate between two cities. Thank you.
душеті, камені лишик краша, а думки білі лебеді з Бегньовську гриву чила. Ваша преквіта под ребром на лівім боку. Гей, млади часи, ваша вам рута бреє, згабав стей доліни гласи.
Join us for the 17th Annual Russen Food Festival, slated for August 5th through 7th at the St. John the Baptist Orthodox Greek Catholic Church, 450 Glenwood Drive in Ambridge. All the delicious Slavic foods homemade can be yours at this 17th Russen Food Festival. This festival has become a Western Pennsylvania tradition, and people have come from five states, even Poland, to attend. Popular Carpatho Russian foods will be available in addition to pierogi, stuffed with potato, cheese, or sauerkraut. We'll include dumpling and noodle halushka, breaded chicken, kolbasi with kraut, holubka, pagach, borscht, mushroom bean soup, chicken soup, Russian summer salads, and other delectable items. Baked goods will abound with traditional Russian favorites like nut, apricot, and poppy seed rolls, the church's famous palachinka, which is fruit and cheese-filled crepes, sheregi, pasca breads, Russian tort, along with other tasty specialties, making me hungry already. In addition to the food, served cafeteria style in the church's air-conditioned parish center, On 5th Street in Ambridge, the festival will feature demonstrations on traditional Carpatho-Russian arts. As our national president, John Rigetti, states, this festival captures the total Russian cultural experience. The arts, music, dance, tastes, costumes, it's like going to Europe, but easier and cheaper. There will be authentic entertainment as well. On Saturday, August 7th, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble of McKees Rocks will perform at 3 p.m., and at 4:30, the professional singing Reveliak family, originally from Bardejov, Slovakia, will perform traditional Russian songs. The festival will have a booth selling Russian ethnic items, including CDs, wooden items, distinctive Russian shirts and sweatshirts, and a whole much bunch more. So mark that on your calendar, the 17th annual Russian Food Festival, slated for August 5th through 7th at St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church. For more information, please call 724-266-2879 or 412-749-0675. Even though it's 90-something degrees outside in the Pittsburgh metropolitan area, you can never start your Christmas shopping too early. So if you want to do so, the Carpatho-Russian Society has a wonderful gift shop, which offers a huge variety of Russian items for sale, including books, CDs, Easter basket covers, various clothing, new Russian flags, both the large and the small kind, and everything else that your little Russian heart may desire. So if you're interested in doing some Christmas shopping or just getting something for you, please call the Cultural Center at 412-567-3077 and leave a message. Or you can go to www.c-rs.org and click on sales to get some more information. If you would like to visit the gift shop or have a brochure sent to you, again, leave your name, address and phone number, and call 412-567-3077. As we close out today's show, first we're going to have a number by Ensemble Uzhhorod, and then end our show with a nice little lively modern number. We hope you have enjoyed today's Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, and we invite you to join us again next week for the best in Russian news, music, and songs. See you next time. Zbohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що се слухали нашу реалацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT
на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!